Hello, I'm Jonathan Kearney, and I'm from Newcastle upon Tyne.
And you play with?
Lucy Farrell, in a duo.
Called?
Johnny Kearney and Lucy Farrell.
And you are?
I'm Hannah Moulette from Somerset, and I play with the Moulettes.
How's the festival been for you?
Oh, it's lovely. The weather's beautiful. And we potted around the fire show last night. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was remarkably calming. And yeah, for lots of danger everywhere, you just felt... And I thought, well, it's a really good thing because everyone should look at fire. That's what I thought.
Look it and feel it on your face. I was blown away by the experience as I walked in. I kept saying, wow. I kind of recorded myself as I walked in. I'm like, ah, looks like a robotic tree on fire. And then there were actually these little robots.
Wheels within wheels of fire. They were the best. I thought it was beautiful, really.
I couldn't help but ask Monica from the stables. I says, how many people were hurt? She said, there wasn't one report of anybody burning themselves. That's incredible, isn't it?
You don't need rules. People can look after themselves. When they see a flaming hot torch, they think, I shan't burn myself.
Who needs health and safety?
Exactly. What to say to that?
I've had the album for a week or so. It hasn't left the car. Gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. And very moving. I got goosebumps a couple of times tonight. I almost was derogatory to the whole of the world of folk then by saying, what is it with this extreme humbleness with people who absorb, embrace the stories and the folk? You just don't rock and roll there, is there?
I don't know if I'm qualified to answer this question. What do you mean? I don't understand.
What do you mean by rock and roll? Getting smashed.
And check me out.
Ego. I got a lot of time for rock and roll, but I don't have that much time for ego, really.
And that's one thing I think I appreciate more and more. What about the stories?
I love stories of all kinds. That's what human experience is built upon.
We are made of stories. Tell me about the song. We are made of stories. I read that down in a tweet once.
Nice.
I don't think it's mine. I don't think I said that. I think I got that from probably a story. Tell me about what you were singing tonight.
I was singing a story about Pamplemousse and the Conjurer's Stool, and the Conjurer's Stool was donated by a lovely brother and sister who I just met after the gig, actually, and it was their grandfather's, and he made the stool himself, and he did conjuring, and then he started drawing his own posters, and discovered that he was a very, very talented illustrator, and you can see, he's called Charles Focard, and you can see his prints in various libraries and on the internet where I was looking at them, and he illustrated all kinds of children's books, like Alice in Wonderland and Aesop's Fables and nursery rhymes and... what was the other one? Oh, all the Grimm's fairy tales and stuff like that. So he just has this wild imagination, really beautiful, and so I really took to this one. And the story that I wrote described a day in his life, a day and a night, when he'd been conjuring all day, and then he goes home and he's painting, he's furiously painting because he's got to get these ideas down. But he's very tired because he's been working really hard for months and months. And that's not the end. And he falls asleep at his easel with the paintbrush, and there's been some gorgonzola and pork consumed. And Pamplemousse was the only witness to the story, and I just reported it how he told me, and he swears it's the truth.
From the eyes of Pamplemousse.
The eyes, the ears, the paws, the ears.
It's possibly one of the, maybe I don't go out enough, I don't know, one of the most complicated songs. I couldn't imagine, A, remembering it if I was performing, B, having everybody there plug in to that. It was operatic in a way, I guess.
Yeah, it's quite amazing to watch. I was amazed everyone got it right.
Were you amazed everybody got it right?
I thought they were marvellous. We've only probably played it through about 7 times, which is not very many times.
Like, not for something...
I should have been practising it more, because it's really hard. But I thought everyone did really, really well, and I was pleased.
Do you pay much attention to the venue at all?
It's a beautiful Spiegel tent. of which there are, I don't know, three or four? Or
you say there's three in the world.
There's only three in the world.
But I'm sure I've seen more than that.
I think it's the Spiegel tent mythology that's been perpetrated, but they are
Spiegel
very...
Spiegel tent mafia, they're it's a huge industry, there's thousands of them, but they're just
making out, because they can be packed down and moved on, they're just busy moving them.
Yeah, very clever marketing tactic.
Best venue, ignoring tonight, best venue you've ever played in?
One of the most beautiful, certainly, yeah.
No, I mean, I was asking you a question. Anywhere else that springs to mind?
I played Hammersmith Apollo once, that was good. Although, actually, the echo was so massive that it was quite confusing. But where else? I've played some beautiful places abroad and I can't think of any of them right now.
It's going to be interesting now, you're going to have to say... Yeah, the Milton Keynes Spiegel tent.
The Milton Keynes... Well, Spiegel tents are very transient, aren't they? So, but Milton Keynes has been very beautiful today, I must say. The sky has been very blue.
Yeah, everybody's commenting on that, the fact that summer arrived today. Where next for you guys?
Back to Newcastle for me tomorrow, which is good. I've been away for a few festivals, so feeling slightly run down, but ready for some good sleep.
Do you find it easy to catch up after you've been on a run of gigs?
With sleep, yes.
You're just out and that's it.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. As long as I'm hydrated, I can sleep for a long time.
What about when touring? Where does all the new stuff come? Do you have to lock yourself away, write new stuff, then do it?
Well, we were talking about this earlier on, weren't we?
Yeah.
I guess I kind of write all the time, pretty much, but... it can sometimes make you quite antisocial, but then to try and finalise things, I guess you need to kind of shut yourself away a bit, personally for me anyway. But
I like being antisocial. You can't be distracted. Actually, if this isn't too much of... have you ever read The Moomins?
Yes.
Yeah. I was reading one of Snufkin's little stories, and he was talking about how he writes his tunes... And so Snufkin is saying that he could feel that the tune was almost ready to come, but he thought, no, I shan't write it yet. I'll just sit down here and have my dinner, and then he really feels it coming. He's like, oh, this tune's going to be brilliant. But I'll just have my pipe, and then a little creep, it's called, comes up and it says, oh, Snufkin, you're so wonderful. How do you write your tunes or something like that? And Snufkin's like, oh, I'm disturbed now, the tune's gone, and that's it. And I just thought, how right you are, Snufkin. In the end, actually, he thinks the creep is actually very sweet, and I think he manages to write his tune, I can't remember, but I was just thinking about the writing process and thinking that Snufkin had it right. So I'm going to bury myself and not let any creeps disturb me.
And I hope the songs flow as they have done tonight. My goosebumps are just about going down from what was an absolutely incredible gig, and I hope to catch more of you guys in the not-too-distant future. Where can people find you in the online spaces?
Well, me and Lucy have a website. It's johnnyandlucy.com. Johnny with no H. I don't know why that is, but that is.
The Moulettes are playing lots of festivals this summer, including Cambridge on the weekend. And we've got a new website, which I think is something like moulettes.com, probably. And Moulettes is spelled Moulettes.
You're on Twitter. It's Moulettes1, though, isn't it?
Something like that, yeah, I don't know.
Who has the other Moulettes?
I don't know. Actually, probably a porn star, because it means something really rude in the south of France. But anyway.
Right. And I'll be searching my
by the way.
South of France porn dictionary. I'll be in there later. On Twitter?
Yeah, we have a Twitter account. It's Johnny_Lucy. And we occasionally write some very interesting things.
Do you know how to use it? I can't work it out. Like.
I've written some quite embarrassing things sometimes when, late at night.
We'll have a
I don't think I approve of all this social media shit, personally.
No.
I'd like to be left alone just to get on with what we, our job is and stuff like that.
Media is social. Your songs are social and they are media.
There's different kinds of sociality, though, so that's a word, isn't there? Playing to people, that's pretty social. Talking about stuff on the internet with David Cameron, like you were the other day, is that social? Did you find that social?
For me, you're differentiating the internet with what you probably think is real life. But for lots of people, the internet is ubiquitously saturated within what you might think as being real life.
Extrapolated so, from and to and herring and where.
It's like, do you think about electricity?
I think about electricity sometimes.
But you don't think about it when you're playing music.
Well, it depends if it's like feeding back and crackling and shit like that.
Exactly, that's when it does your head in. But the rest of the time, it is enabling so many people in that room to hear your beautiful music. And without it, in many ways, you wouldn't reach enough people.
Are you employed by the internet? What's all this propaganda here? I approve of it. It's like the printing press. It's a revolution. But I do, like there's lots of really rubbish books, there's also loads of rubbish on the internet, so I guess it's just...
There is, and the secret will be to filter first with your eyes or not pick up those rubbish books.
Filter with your eyes. Yeah.
We better title this and throw it into the interwebs.
Okay.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you very much.
Have a good night.